We're here at the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, and I'm with Marv Simro. He's on the board. He's the treasurer of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame board. And you'd probably heard on a previous broadcast with the board president a couple of years ago, Jerry Stucka, was talking about they were going to build an arena, but they decided to change their direction on that here. And Marv, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Well, thank you for having us. Yes, it's a pretty exciting time. This is the 30th year of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. And our founding board directors, they started with nothing. I mean, they had no site, they had no money, they had nothing. But so they built this wonderful facility. And since that time, we've been able to preserve the history of 270 different stories and people. In fact, today we're going to induct seven more to preserving those things. But now our board is looking 30 years down the road. And what we've come up with is a terrific design of expansion for this building. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And so now we're in the process of raising the funds for it. The board has decided that we're not going to borrow a nickel. We're going to have the money in the bank before we build. And so we're moving forward with that. What's been a bit surprising to all of us is the amount of support that we're getting. We're not hearing any negatives. It appears as if the folks, the members and others think that we must be doing a great job, and they want to get behind us, and they're writing checks, and we're putting the money together to get this thing done, and we're pretty excited about it, to be very honest with you.
Oh, it does sound very exciting, and I've seen some of the schematics, and we'll probably have those on newsdakota.com so that people can actually see how beautiful the building would be. So tell us a little bit about the fundraising and what your goal is to make this come to fruition.
You bet. Well, it's a big number for us. I think it's a big number for anybody, but the original estimate from the architects puts us at over $12 million to do this expansion and increasing the size of the building significantly, and second level above where we used to be. And it's a large number, but it's going to be spectacular. But the reason why we exist is really for our inductees, our Hall of Honorees. Currently, it's on the second level here at the Cowboy Hall of Fame, and now it's going to be on the first level. And it's going to be very interactive. You can walk in and you can look at a category and push a button, and you can search through whoever was there and read their histories. It's going to be really wonderful. And we also have a huge increase in the size of the museum part. We have so many artifacts and so many folks that want to preserve things, and we're just running out of space. And it's important that we do preserve those things, and that we do feature those things, and we offer it to the public. And now with the completion of the Theodore Roosevelt Library, that'll be open next July. We need to keep pace with that type of progress, and so by doing this, we're able to put together, I think, a plan that's going to be spectacular for us. We like the idea of having a conference area where we can do various presentations talking about the Western lifestyle and what it really takes to be a rancher or a farmer. With the library, we're anticipating that people from all over the United States and really abroad will be stopping by that library, and many of them have no clue what the Western lifestyle is like. And we're going to be able to fill that, and we're going to be able to tell our story the way it should be told.
You know, it's interesting, Marv, hearing you talk about it, because the thing that comes to mind is I'm very excited about the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library. The state of North Dakota gets a presidential library from a man who's on Mount Rushmore, and the man who, famous quote, said, "I would have never been president of the United States if it not were for my time in North Dakota." He's also in the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. This is with this new building project and the new library, it's really a marriage for tourists to really capture all of that culture and all of that history.
And that's exactly right. And that's why we're here, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. What a wonderful opportunity is for us to continue TR's legacy and to continue to tell his story. And, you know, he's a big part of the Badlands area of North Dakota, and that's exactly where we're located. And it's just we're very fortunate to be able to have the opportunity to continue to tell that story.
30 years of North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame. Wow, can you believe it? This is a wonderful anniversary year, isn't it?
Well, it sure is a wonderful anniversary. In fact, my father-in-law, Dr. George Christensen, was one of the founding board members, and I remember when he was starting this process with all these other fine people, that it was a dream, and not always did dreams come true. But those folks put together a plan that has made this facility and what we do spectacular. And I think it's wonderful that we can preserve those histories. I'd like to suggest that if the Cowboy Hall of Fame wasn't here, many of these histories that we've been honoring would be lost, and we wouldn't know where we came from and why we came from. It's pretty exciting for us to be able to be a part of this.
So if people are interested in giving to this project, do we have a name for it? A lot of times we call it capital improvement. Do we have a name for the project?
We do. We call it our legacy project, and that is exactly what it is. What legacy are we going to leave as we move on? And this building will be that legacy. So it's called our legacy project. And our executive director, Rick Thompson, has been doing a lot of fundraising right now. And he can be reached here at the hall, or I can be reached, or any of our board members can be reached. And we're happy to visit with you about it. And if you'd be so inclined to support the future or the legacy going forward, we'd be happy to visit with you about that.
All right. Thank you, Marv, for your time today, and we wish you all the best here at the Cowboy Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
There's Marv Simbrough, a board member, treasurer here of the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, our guest here on today's Voice of the Valley. And, of course, if you want to learn more about this legacy project, this addition to the Cowboy Hall of Fame here in Medora, contact Executive Director Rick Thompson, and we will lead you in that right direction if you want to give to this project that many of us think is going to be worthwhile and will keep the Cowboy Hall of Fame moving into the future.